Word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In our first reading today, we heard from the book of Proverbs, and we don't hear from Proverbs very often. This particular passage of Proverbs is poetry, so that means that we don't take it literally. We don't think that wisdom is actually some female creature. Instead, wisdom is personified in this way so that we can understand better. It talks about the depths of the wisdom that has been from the beginning. This is the wisdom of God. And so what I want to talk about today is the difference between God's wisdom and human wisdom. God's wisdom is a central theme in the Bible. It is characterized by its divine origin, its infallibility, and its eternal nature. Unlike human wisdom, which is often limited and flawed, God's wisdom is perfect. It is unsearchable. It is really not possible for us to understand its height and its depth and its breadth. The Bible frequently emphasizes that true wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 9, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This verse underscores the foundational role that reverence for God, that's what fear of the Lord means, reverence for God, plays in acquiring true wisdom. God's wisdom is also described as being beyond human comprehension. In Isaiah chapter 55, the Lord declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This highlights the vast difference between divine and human understanding and emphasizes that God's wisdom transcends human reasoning. The New Testament further reveals God's wisdom through the person of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul refers to Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God. This identification of Jesus with human wisdom illustrates that God's ultimate wisdom is manifested in the redemptive work of Christ, which may appear foolish to the world, but is the means of salvation for those who believe. In contrast, human wisdom is often depicted in the Bible as limited and sometimes contrary to God's purposes. While human wisdom can achieve great things in the realms of science and philosophy and the arts, it is ultimately insignificant and insufficient for understanding spiritual truths and the deeper purposes of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 states, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. This suggests that human wisdom, when it stands in opposition to God's wisdom, is ultimately futile. The limitations of human wisdom are further illustrated in the account of Job. Despite his friends' attempts to explain his suffering through human reasoning, it is only when God speaks that true wisdom is revealed. Job chapter 28 captures this sentiment. And he said to man, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding." Human wisdom is also associated with pride and self-reliance, which can lead individuals away from dependence on God. James chapter 3 contrasts earthly wisdom with heavenly wisdom. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peace-loving, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. This highlights the moral and spiritual qualities that distinguish divine wisdom from human wisdom. So the Bible presents a clear distinction between God's wisdom and human wisdom. While human wisdom has its place, it is only through submission to the wisdom of God that one can attain true understanding and live a life that aligns with God's will. So again, God's wisdom is perfect, eternal, and rooted in divine understanding, while the wisdom of human beings is often limited, flawed, and focused on our earthly concerns. So here are some characteristics of God's wisdom. It is of divine origin. God's wisdom is described as coming from above, characterized by purity, peace, and mercy. It is not influenced by human limitations or biases. It has an eternal perspective. God's wisdom views life in terms of eternity, guiding believers to make choices that align with God's will and God's purposes. It emphasizes the importance of reverence for God as the foundation of true wisdom. It is transcendent. God's thoughts and ways are higher than human understanding. And God's wisdom often appears foolish to the world, but ultimately is a means of salvation and true understanding. In moral guidance, God's wisdom leads to a holy life and encourages believers to act in ways that honor God, often challenging conventional wisdom. In contrast, here are the characteristics of human wisdom. It is based on limited understanding. Human wisdom is often based on experience, education, and common sense, but it is inherently flawed and can lead to misguided decisions. It has a self-centered focus. Man's wisdom tends to prioritize personal gain and success over spiritual truths, often leading to pride and self-reliance. It may achieve great things in worldly terms, but falls short in understanding deeper spiritual realities. It has temporal concerns. Human wisdom is often concerned with immediate results and with practical solutions, which can overlook the eternal implications of decisions and actions. So following God's wisdom leads to peace, fulfillment, and alignment with God's will, while relying solely on human wisdom can result in confusion, conflict, and spiritual emptiness. While human wisdom has its place in navigating life, it is through submission to God's wisdom that one can attain true understanding and live a life that reflects God's values and God's purposes. So let's turn again to our first reading, where we're told that wisdom existed from the beginning. In verse 23, "Ages ago I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth. when God had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When God established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the foundations of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its level so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. And this is the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the one who created all things, the wisdom of the one who created human beings and delights in all of creation, especially in human beings. This is our God, who in God's infinite wisdom took on flesh and became one of us, and bore our sins on the cross and died for us, who sent the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to be with us always. As we hear in the psalm, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. On this Holy Trinity Sunday, we rejoice in the majesty of God, in the wisdom of God, and we pray that we listen to the voice of God, to God's wisdom, and not rely on the wisdom of human beings, knowing that God's wisdom is transcendent, that God's ways are not our ways, that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And yet, how majestic is God and God's name in all the earth. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, Come Join the Dance of Trinity, number 412.